USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The Food and Drug Administration gave the Pfizer COVID vaccine full approval on Monday, with health officials hoping that the approval could dispel some hesitancy towards receiving the vaccine. In remarks Monday afternoon, President Biden called on more businesses to enact vaccine mandates in the wake of the approval.
If you're a business leader, a nonprofit leader, a state or local leader, who has been waiting for full FDA approval to require vaccinations, I call on you now to do that. Require it. Do what I did last month. Require your employees to get vaccinated or face strict requirements. As I said last week, vaccination requirements have been around for decades. Students, healthcare professionals, our troops are typically required to receive vaccinations to prevent everything from polio to smallpox, measles, mumps, rubella.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com.
A White House official says that more than 10,000 people were evacuated from Kabul during a 12-hour period on Monday. The majority of the 10,960 people who were evacuated left on military flights. The pace of evacuations is picking up as military officials have reportedly given the White House an ultimatum to decide on whether to extend the deadline for American troops to leave the country. CNN reporting that military advisors are giving President Biden until Tuesday to make a decision about extending the deadline originally set for August 31st. Speaking to reporters Monday night, California Democratic Congressman Adam Schiff says he believes that it's unlikely that the evacuation operation will be completed by the end of the month.
I think it's possible, but I think it's very unlikely, given the number of Americans who still need to be evacuated, the number of SIVs, the number of others who are members of the Afghan press, civil society leaders, women leaders. It's hard for me to imagine all of that can be accomplished between now and the end of the month.
This is USA Radio News.
Bingo lovers, you have to try Bingo Treasure, the bingo game you play anywhere. Go to BingoRadioUSA.com from your smartphone, your tablet, or your computer and play Bingo Treasure for free. Play one card, play more. Work your way through the maze of bingo fun. Bingo Treasure is bingo at the next level. Go right now to BingoRadioUSA.com for your free account and free play. Join the bingo revolution. It's free at BingoRadioUSA.com. That's BingoRadioUSA.com.
The Food and Drug Administration gave the Pfizer COVID vaccine full approval on Monday, with health officials hoping that the approval could dispel some of the hesitancy towards receiving the vaccine. Acting FDA Commissioner Dr. Janet Woodcock called the approval a milestone that puts the U.S. one step closer to altering the course of the pandemic. Dr. Andre Campbell is a professor at the University of California at San Francisco and tells CBS News about the process in getting a vaccine full approval.
What had happened was there was preliminary studies that suggested that it would be helpful to have the Pfizer vaccine be useful against the virus, and it actually it worked spectacularly well overall for providing protection in over 95% of patients, both the Pfizer and the Moderna, and a little less extent than J&J. But so it was under an emergency use authorization. So that means that it can be used and has been used for 8 months under that. Now, with the FDA giving full approval, it clears the way for the mandates to basically come in play, because we have now vaccinated over at least once 70% of the U.S. population, over a little bit over 51% or so have fully vaccinated. So this clears the way for companies, governments, schools to really mandate it for people 16 and over. So it'll be 16 and over with this clearance which will put out today.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.